Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today is day two of New England Patriots training camp. Expectations are high for the defending Super Bowl champs, and so is the excitement for fans and players, including tight end Rob Gronkowski.
I definitely had a longer vacation than a lot of the guys, so I would say I was probably the most eager to get going.
Gronk's previous season, of course, was cut short by back surgery. So, with that in the backdrop, for more on the Patriots camp, we're joined now in the studio this morning by ESPN Boston's Mike Reese. Mike, very good to see you, and happy new season for the Patriots.
Well, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, let's start with Gronkowski. How did he look yesterday?
Well, he looked great, Bob, and, you know, Bill Belichick had said that he has no limits that he's aware of as he comes back from that back surgery, and it showed on the field. He caught a couple touchdown passes from Tom Brady, and at one point, he almost forgot what he usually does after he catches a touchdown, and then instinct took over, and then he spiked the ball on the ground, and the crowd of 15,000, can you believe that? 15,000 people.
For practice.
For practice. They all roared with an eruption.
Okay, and so no wincing, no sign of any pain or discomfort.
None whatsoever, but it is key context to mention that they're practicing without full pads, and as we know, football is a full contact sport. They won't put on the full pads and really hit and tackle until Saturday. That's per the rules of the collective bargaining agreement. So you really want to wait until you see Gronkowski in full pads before you can say he's really back.
What question marks do you have that need to be answered in your own mind about the Patriots this season?
Well, you always look on, you know, at different parts of the roster, and things are always going to surprise you. And defensively, can they rush the passer and pressure opposing quarterbacks into mistakes? One of their better players in that area, Rob Ninkovich, wasn't on the field for the first couple days of training camp, and there's some thought as to whether he will be there going forward. Maybe he doesn't want to play anymore, so we have to see how that turns out. And then a player who is behind him on the depth chart is there, but he's not practicing, Coney Ealy. And so there's just certain spots, Bob, on the roster where you look at it and say they might be a little more thin than they want to be. And so I want to keep an eye on that going forward.
And what about the offense? A lot's going to be expected again from Tom Brady and the rest of the offense.
It will. And the offense, to me, looks pretty stacked across the board. They have a lot of talent. They have most players back. And then they added another really impact player in Brandon Cooks, a wide receiver who's very, very fast. Owner Robert Kraft had actually compared his speed to Randy Moss, who is one of the greatest receivers they've had over the last 18 years. So offensively, really the only question I see is who replaces LeGarrette Blount, their big running back who had 18 touchdowns last season, and they have a bunch of guys that they're going to test out that they think they have the answer.
All right, a Brady question as my last question. In the offseason, Tom Brady's wife, Gisele Bündchen, said in a TV interview that Brady has had a history of concussions. Brady himself has not said if that's true. When might he be asked about that and this camp, and do you have any sense at all at this point how he might address it?
Well, Patriots staffers had said that Tom Brady will probably answer questions for the first time next week, and so not expecting to hear from him over the next few days of practice. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are their next three practices. And as for how he might answer the question, my sense is that he will probably deflect and say that his focus is solely on football and that he's happy that he has so many people around him that look out for his well-being. But I don't anticipate him getting into a back and forth on that topic.
All right, well, we'll see. ESPN Boston's Mike Reese, thank you very much for coming in and speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Good season ahead.
I always look forward to it. Thank you.